is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is expected to make an announcement today on autism. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
This will be a powerful display of how the entire Trump administration is committed to addressing root causes of chronic conditions and diseases, embracing full transparency in government, and championing gold standard science.
CBS's Natalie Brand reports the announcement could tie Tylenol use during pregnancy to autism.
We'll have to wait and hear the exact details of this announcement today, but our CBS medical contributor, Dr. Celine Gounder, also notes that the best recent evidence and study does not show an association here.
A senior administration official says Oracle will receive a copy of TikTok's algorithm to operate for U.S. users. That's hoped to prevent the potential manipulation of addictive content. CBS's Willie James Inman has the latest on the plans.
That lucrative algorithm will be controlled by that U.S. joint venture. And senior White House officials say, we feel 100% confident that this deal will be approved by the Chinese. So one of the major things that the president will do in terms of moving this deal forward is sign an executive order later this week saying that this deal meets the terms of the U.S. national security review.
President Trump will leave later today for New York and the U.N. General Assembly. Much of the talks there have been focused on the war in Gaza and the country's recognizing a Palestinian state. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports France and Saudi Arabia are expected to do so today.
There is a war of words going on. In the short term, I don't think it's going to change anything one way or another. Israel is going to continue with its military offensive in Gaza, where 2 million Gazan Palestinian civilians are trapped in the war zone in appalling misery. And there is growing criticism of Israel for that, not only for that, though, for also supporting Israeli settlers seizing Palestinian land in the West Bank. The pressure is piling up even more in New York.
There are noon restrictions on journalists at the Pentagon, as Charlie Daggett reports.
Those rules state in part that journalists can no longer gather or report information, even if it's unclassified, unless it's been authorized for release by an appropriate authorizing official, essentially them.
Reporters who don't follow the guidelines could lose access to the Pentagon. A number of charities have cut ties with Prince Andrew's ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, after an email was published in which she called Jeffrey Epstein a supreme friend. On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Buc-ee's could get final approval for their 70,000-square-foot travel center at a meeting tomorrow night. The Oak Creek Plan Commission will decide whether to approve the company's plan for an area off I-94 near the Elm Road exit. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. The 120-pump gas station is expected to draw more than 70,000 vehicles a week. People living in the area tried to sue to block the project, but the case was dismissed. Racine leaders meet tonight to talk about an important resource. Water and sewer issues will be addressed in back-to-back committee meetings this evening. The Wastewater Commission starts at 5:30 with items including the introduction of the 2025 Racine Wastewater Utility Report, project updates, talk about next year's budget, and new sewer service rates. After that, the Water Works Commission will meet to consider millions in projects, including funding for lead pipe removal and water main replacement. The meetings are at City Hall and streaming on YouTube. Storm victims in three Wisconsin counties can now apply for special unemployment benefits. The state says federal disaster unemployment assistance is available to those in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha who were put out of work by the August flooding. The aid covers people who wouldn't normally get unemployment, including the self-employed. And Brewers playoff tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. The team has clinched the NL Central for the third year in a row and will open the division series October 4th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers losing Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A huge upset. The Packers losing to the Browns, 13-10. The turning point, Jordan Love throwing an interception late in the fourth quarter, allowing the Browns to tie up the game.
No, we're running a triple slant concept, and they're in man coverage. And, you know, I'm trying to work Wicks right there, number two. You know, the safety that was guarding Tucker, you know, fell off that, passed it off, and got in the window right there, and I didn't even see him.
Up next, they face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Wisconsin lost 27-10 to Maryland. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell reacts to fans in the stands chanting "Fire Fickell."
They're passionate about what they do and what they want to see, and that's what you love about this place.
The Brewers play the Padres tonight in San Diego. They clinched the divisional title again, but had to place Brandon Woodruff on the 15-day IL with a lat strain.
Play catch on Friday, felt like it was normal stuff. Yesterday, tried to throw a pin, and something felt a little different.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Showers and thunderstorms on and off today, heavy at times. We could get some heavy rainfall and localized flash flooding. Also, high winds and small hail isn't out of the question. Rounds of rain continue this afternoon and even into this evening. Scattered showers spin around tomorrow too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else in sight.
Timeless Hits, Herman's Hermits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. Couple of chances for you to win this afternoon in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. And that's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour and in the 5 o'clock hour. Also in the 5 o'clock hour, it's our 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1970. It's all coming up this afternoon on WRJM.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you. Rich like me,
has he taken any time
to show you what you need to live,
tell it to me slowly,
tell you.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
I'm due. I'll start.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We mentioned that we've got keywords this afternoon in the 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock hours in our Goal for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. Let me give you some of the details on this. If you haven't already done so, be sure to download that Civic Media app. You're going to need it because you're going to get a keyword in the 3 o'clock hour. You're going to want to text it back to me. And when you do, you're in the drawing for the green and the gold. The green is $200 cash. The gold is some gold jewelry, and it's all brought to you by Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, Roofing Repairs and Replacements that Restore Peace of Mind. It's the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. It's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour on WRJN.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Way's month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with the Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Chiffons from 1963 and One Fine Day on WRJN. You know who originally recorded that song? Little Eva. You know Little Eva from the Locomotion? She recorded it, but it was never released. It was thought that her voice didn't quite sound right on the recording, so the song was given to the Chiffons instead.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. In Cherry Hill Park, Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Oh, Mary Hill sure was fun down in Cherry Hill Park, playing games with everyone till way after dark.
Cherry Hill Park. Cherry Hill Park.
Then one day, Mary Hill, she married away. A man with money said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill at the dark. Yeah!
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. The Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine leaders meet tonight to talk about an important resource. Water and sewer issues will be addressed in back-to-back committee meetings this evening. The Wastewater Commission starts at 5:30 with items including the introduction of the 2025 Racine Wastewater Utility Report, project updates, talk about next year's budget, and new sewer service rates. After that, the Water Works Commission will meet to consider millions in projects, including funding for lead pipe removal and water main replacement. The meetings are at City Hall and streaming on YouTube. A massive sign with a big smiling beaver could soon go up in Oak Creek. Buc-ee's could get final approval for their 70,000-square-foot travel center at a meeting tomorrow night. The Oak Creek Plan Commission will decide whether to approve the company's plan for an area off I-94 near the Elm Road exit. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. A state traffic study would require Buc-ee's to fund road improvements, including new traffic signals, entrances and exits, driveways, and lane widening. The 120-pump gas station is expected to draw more than 70,000 vehicles a week. People living in the area tried to sue to block the project, but the case was dismissed. And single-game playoff tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. After clinching the NL Central Division yesterday, the Brewers are guaranteed to play in the division series starting October 4th. Division title merch went up for sale yesterday online and at the team store. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Showers and thunderstorms on and off today, heavy at times. We could get some heavy rainfall and localized flash flooding. Also, high winds and small hail isn't out of the question. Rounds of rain continue this afternoon and even into this evening. Scattered showers spin around tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Baby, you're no good.
local news, timeless hints, WRJN. Well, apparently, as your ability to control impulses declines with age, so does your ability to smooth over other people's feelings by using white lies and omissions. The upside to this, advice from old people is more likely to be honest, if a little on the painful side. Scientific American reported on a study that showed how dwindling impulse control can simultaneously impair your social graces and improve your advice skills.
But if you got a nickel, why don't you lay your money down? Oh.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, CCR from 1969, and Down on the Corner. John Fogerty did all the singing on that song. He recorded a whole bunch of vocal tracks. They were overdubbed to create the effect that he was harmonizing with himself.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is high school football. And we've got another one coming up for you this Friday night as Burlington takes on Badger. Dick Rasefa has the call of the game this Friday night. Pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7. High school football is brought to you in part by Main Street Bakery and by Lee's Deli. If you want to check out the whole schedule, you can do so online at our website at WRJN.com.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Plus, we're going to have another keyword for you in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. It's all coming up on WRJN.
What do you
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The White House says the president will take part in an announcement about autism next hour. Stacey Lynn reports.
Reports indicate that federal health officials plan to tie the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy to the disorder. And while medical professionals have disputed that claim, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt pushed back.
Robert F. Kennedy and the incredible health team that this president has put together are really viewing things in a much different lens.
And while she didn't tell us exactly what the president will say,
I think Americans are going to be enlightened and proud of what they hear.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The tech giant Oracle will reportedly oversee the algorithm of TikTok as part of the administration's plans to avoid banning the service. The algorithm, which powers the feed of users, will be licensed from China to an American investor group that will oversee the app. President Trump will leave later today for New York and the UN General Assembly. where the war in Gaza is expected to remain the focus. CBS's Olivia Gazas reports.
We do know that President Trump is expected to meet with Muslim and Arab leaders in New York this week, but there will be no face-to-face dialogue with Palestinian leadership. The U.S. has barred any of their representatives from attending the U.N. General Assembly this year.
In Israel, relatives of hostages held a protest in Jerusalem on the eve of the Jewish New Year, calling for the release of hostages in Gaza. Elizabeth Palmer reports there may be some surprises at the General Assembly.
North Korea has sent its vice foreign minister to New York. Okay, it's not the leader himself, but Kim Jong-un never takes planes, so he was never going to show up in New York.